How you doing, fellow Christians? Today is the day the Lord has made, and rejoice and be glad in it. Despite your emotions, despite your feelings, and why are we to rejoice? Because regardless of what's going on, today's a day of salvation. And God saved us. And what does that mean? That we were heading total doom, total destruction. Mankind is headed to death. You don't want to think about your death. You don't want to think about an afterlife. The Lord gives us a little snapshot, weeping, gnashing of teeth, fires never quenched, total darkness. It doesn't sound good, people. Weeping and gnashing of teeth, probably due to regret. Eternity. We're told about the man who was in hell, woke up in hell, the rich man that dressed beautifully every day and ate sumptuously every day, went to Golden Corral every single day. Woke up in hell and begged Lazarus, the man he saw every day at his gate, just please put a drop of water on your finger and put it on my tongue. Please, one drop of water. And it couldn't be done because there's a big line in between heaven and hell and you can't go to either one once you're on the other side. Gang, this is serious. Let it sink in, heaven or hell. Think of the price that was paid to save you and I. Where Jesus, who was God, came in the form of a man who was flesh and suffered and died for you. If you're in a pity party, if things aren't going your way, think of that. God left his heavenly home to take on the form of a man. That was his plan. That's the way God made it since the garden, to buy us back. Someone had to take the bullet for us. Someone had to get run over by the train for us. And that's what Jesus did at the cross. And it says he bought us back. He redeemed us. It's all about redemption. It's all about grace and mercy. So no matter what anybody's ever done to you, no matter what it is, if the devil's trying to sneak and get bitterness in you or hatred in you or revenge in you, remember what Jesus did for you and I when we did not deserve it. If that is not love, I don't know what is love. That is the definition of love. To lay down your life for people that completely don't deserve it and people that are completely diametrically opposed to you, because that's what happened at the garden. We were totally opposed when we got thrown out to God. The flesh nature and the nature of the spirit are contrary to one another, totally opposite. The spirit of God is totally opposite to the spirit of man. The spirit of man is complete foolishness. Putting all our faith in something that's going to rot and die. Putting all our faith in a reputation that's going to die. The problem is everything dies down here. Everything. From a gigantic whale, elephant, to a little one cell. We're all on the path of death. From the second we are consumed, death reigns. That's what this whole place is about, is death. That's why Jesus Christ said, I am life. I am the way. I am the truth. Life. Eternal life. Don't have your name erased from the Lamb's Book of Life. We're told in Revelation, they'll take your name out. No, I want my name written. When that book is opened, I want it in there. You ought to too. That gives me fear. Lord, I am at your feet. I have nowhere to go. I am a chicken looking at a wolf as I go through this world. This world will consume me, destroy me, chew me up through deception, through the things of the world, through the good things of the world, the tasty things of the world, the sensual things of the world, the comforts of the world, the reputations of the world. It's all a lie. All of it. Money is a lie. It's a deceiving lie. It's unrighteous. But the flip side of that, all things are good when used for the Lord. All things are turned to good and for his purpose when it's for the Lord. So don't get down. Never get down in any situation you're in. If the Lord is dragging you through a wilderness situation, if you're just, if your family's got you down, people got you down, if you've been stabbed in the back, if you've been, fired from a job, if your neighbor's on your case, whatever it is, deal with it. Deal with it through the mind of Christ. Deal with it. Use fairness. Use justice. Use righteousness. Use the gifts of the Spirit, which are temperance, meekness, joy, love. Yes. And as usual, compromise might be compromise and tolerance get confused with righteousness and justice. You don't compromise. You don't tolerate. But at the same token, you do have patience and you have love. You take on the mind of Christ and you put up the shield of faith to ward off all the flaming missiles, thoughts from the evil one, thoughts of revenge, self-righteousness, self-pity. Pity's big because self-pity is based on one thing, me. How do I feel? You did me wrong. These circumstances did me wrong. And eventually you'll say, God, you did me wrong. Yeah. So keep your eyes on Jesus while you're on this path, living in this earth suit, living in this rental unit. Yes, we have to live in it. We have to pay our bills. The farmer still has to plant that seed. Yes, you still have to go to work to earn your bread. We're told in Timothy, if you don't work, you shouldn't be eating. So we have to play this game, but we play this game through the mind of Christ, in the eyes of Christ. Don't let the things of this world choke out love, choke out the good things that come from above. Because whatever it might be, could be rejection, bitterness, anger, lust, fornication, drunkenness, hatred, envy, jealousy. I mean, the list is innumerable, and there's literally special entities, special demons behind each one that specialize in trying to attack you. But when the Holy Ghost is in you, and you have this shield called the faith, in other words, you put your trust in God's word more than you put your trust in your own logic, in your own sensuality, in your own feelings. You'll live the life of an overcomer. Yes, we got to get over it. We got to get over these things. We can't let them get in us. No matter what you're going through, think of what Jesus went through. Think of what God left his heavenly home to take on a flesh suit and go through all the garbage that we have to go through so he could be our example and our lamb at the cross. What a story. Think, if you were to die today with unforgiveness in your heart or bitterness in your heart, when you would get before the judgment seat and Jesus said, you don't think I had to go through that? I gave you my Holy Spirit. I gave you a conviction. I paid for that conviction with incredible pain. Yet you didn't have that for your fellow brother, your fellow man. Woohoo! No. I'll forgive everybody. Right? Maybe I don't agree with anybody. Maybe I won't compromise a lick. Maybe I won't even tolerate it all. But I will not let bitterness towards another human being get in my heart. I will not do it. I know the difference. I know the difference between disagreement and bitterness. And I think we all do. But sometimes we have to meditate to find these things. Disagreement does not mean hatred, does not mean bitterness, does not mean revenge. It just simply means I don't agree. That's all. So while we're on this path, fellow Christian, fight the good fight of faith, particularly in these last days. We know knowledge is increasing. We know they're trying to mix, you know, DNA. They've already done it with half of our food, if not 90% of it. We know everything's getting corrupt. We know the days of Noah, we're living in them. The imaginations of men, all these porn sites. They say, you know, these porn sites get 10 times the hits that Amazon or any other website gets, even Google. It's an elephant in the room, right? Stay pure, stay clean, stay in Christ. He loves you, and amen.